What if 8 people sitting in a circle could heal someone's chronic pain? Or what if thousands focusing their thoughts simultaneously could reduce violence in a war zone? These aren't hypothetical questions. They're the foundation of Lynn McTaggart's groundbreaking research into group intention. When her husband suffered a debilitating back injury that conventional medicine couldn't fix, McTaggart embarked on a journey that would challenge our understanding of consciousness itself. What began as scientific curiosity evolved into something profound, the discovery that small groups focusing their thoughts together could create effects that defy conventional explanation. The first experiment happened almost by accident. While researching for another book, I wondered if large-scale intention experiments could be scaled down for workshop settings. My husband and I created what we called Power of 8 groups, small circles of 8 people sending healing thoughts to one member with a health issue. At our first Chicago workshop in 2008, the results stunned me. The next morning, participants reported chronic insomnia cured, migraines vanished, depression lifted, and pain disappeared. Initially, I dismissed these as placebo effects, but when the same extraordinary transformations occurred in every subsequent workshop worldwide, the pattern became undeniable. People with multiple sclerosis walked without crutches, vision problems cleared, and arthritic pain vanished overnight. Despite witnessing thousands of these remarkable healings, I initially viewed them as a liability to my scientific credibility. I was more interested in controlled experiments than what seemed like miraculous healings. What I failed to appreciate was what participants kept telling me, that the process created a profound connection to something larger than themselves. Finding scientists willing to risk their reputation on unconventional consciousness research was challenging. I connected with Dr. Gary Schwartz, who, despite his impressive credentials, Cornell undergraduate, Harvard PhD, professorships at Harvard and Yale, had left East Coast academia to pursue consciousness studies with greater freedom. For our first experiment, we used a geranium leaf. Gary emphasized scientific rigor, quoting from the movie Contact, "Small moves, Ellie, whenever I proposed more ambitious targets." We needed to establish that group intention could produce measurable effects before attempting larger goals. Remarkably, it worked. The target leaf showed significant light emission changes compared to the control. This success led to experiments with Russian physicist Konstantin Korotkov, who had developed technology to capture biophoton emissions from living organisms. These experiments are compelling for their rigorous methodology, randomized controls, blinded protocols, and sophisticated measurement tools producing statistically significant results. While conducting controlled experiments, remarkable healings occurred beyond the laboratory. Daniel, severely burned in a gas explosion, experienced a miraculous recovery when an intention group sent him daily healing thoughts. He left the hospital after just 5 days, completely confounding medical expectations. This success inspired our Intention of the Week website feature, where our online community sends collective healing intentions every Sunday. Brian, paralyzed and unconscious after a major accident, showed remarkable improvement after becoming our intention target, regaining movement and consciousness far ahead of medical predictions. What proved striking was how intention senders themselves were affected. Participants reported profound physical sensations, emotional releases, and spiritual experiences during these exercises. Feeling bigger than my body, experiencing intense heat, energy sensations, and deeper meditative states. These experiences weren't limited to sensitive individuals, but reported by thousands across diverse backgrounds. In summer 2008, I tested collective intention by having 6,000 participants send daily 10-minute intentions for peace in Sri Lanka's civil war. Initially, violence increased as the government attacked Tamil Tiger strongholds, but analysis showed violence subsequently fell below predicted levels. Our experiment coincided with key army victories that led to the war's end 9 months later. This pattern repeated in later peace experiments in Afghanistan and the Middle East. Research reveals different meditations activate distinct brain frequencies. Buddhist monks practicing compassion meditation produce sustained gamma waves that synchronize throughout the brain, activating the happy left anterior portion. Our intention experiments combined focused attention with loving kindness, potentially creating similar effects in minutes rather than years. When people gather in intention groups, their brains synchronize. Omen Lindenberger found guitarists playing together create in-phase patterns across brain regions, a hyperbrain pattern where multiple brains function as one. My Power of Eight groups weren't merely connecting, they were merging into a supercharged collective with dissolving individual boundaries. I discovered the mirror effect, how participating in intention experiments creates healing for the senders themselves. Ingrid Pedersen found her debilitating grief vanished after participating in an experiment targeting someone with PTSD. She slept well for the first time in months and regained her energy. This pattern was consistent. Nearly half of participants reported improvements in relationships, finances, careers, and physical health after our experiments. The rebound effect mirrored the intention. Praying for peace made lives more peaceful. Healing others led to personal healing. Dr. Sean Olawar's study found those doing the praying experienced greater health improvements than recipients. Carl Pillemer's research showed volunteers were healthier and half as likely to be depressed. The act of giving appears to be the ultimate health promoter. Psychologist Dr. Keltner's research shows humans are wired for giving. The vagus nerve activates during compassionate acts, calming stress responses and releasing oxytocin, suggesting the path to healing lies in helping others. Anyone can create a Power of Eight circle. The ideal group size is 8 people. 6 to 12 works well, enough for critical mass without losing individual connection. Both in-person and virtual meetings prove equally effective. Begin by selecting someone with a healing need. Create a clear intention statement, then gather in a circle with hands joined or placed on the subject. Participants should focus on the intention and visualize the recipient as healthy. After 10 minutes, discuss experiences. Virtual groups can meet weekly via platforms like Zoom, practicing sending and receiving mental images in pairs. Create a dedicated intention space. Develop focus through breath work and present moment awareness. Connect compassionately with recipients. Craft specific intentions with detailed outcomes. Visualize results using all senses. Maintain belief, then surrender attachment. The power comes from collective focus, making a statement homo thumadon with one passionate voice. The Power of Eight bridges science and spirituality without requiring religious belief, yet produces experiences that mirror mystics' descriptions while creating measurable effects that challenge scientific paradigms. Participants report experiences identical to the mystics' Unio Mystica, complete merging with the Absolute. They describe overwhelming physical sensations, strange visualizations, and connection to something vast and loving. Many weep from the profound connection, similar to astronaut Edgar Mitchell's cosmic epiphany returning from the moon. This suggests profound spiritual experiences aren't reserved for monks, but available to anyone joining a circle focused on helping others. The Power of Eight reveals that boundaries between ourselves and others, matter and consciousness, are more permeable than believed. When we gather with intention, we create a connection field that transforms everyone involved. In helping others heal, we heal ourselves. In focusing outward, we discover our deeper nature.